So at the end of the third quarter there, Ulysses with the fake punt to get their only first down of the second half. They would have the ball first and 10 at their own 38, trailing 21-7 going in the fourth quarter. The Tigers would not go anywhere after that. They would be forced to punt. Scott City would get the ball with 62 seconds into the fourth quarter, and they would put together another impressive drive. It was an 8-play, 75-yard drive that took nearly 4 minutes, and they were able to capitalize on another touchdown and really put the game away for good.
First and goal from the 8-yard line of Ulysses, trying to go up three scores here. 7:25 to go. Brandon Winterland, right side. He'll race to the outside, and he will sneak in. Touchdown, Scott City. Brandon Winterland rushes in on the right side with 7:19 to go from 8 yards out, and it's a three-score game, 27-7.
Scott City would miss the extra point, but would go up 27-7. Here in the fourth quarter with about 6:37 to go, Ulysses would be three and out, and then Scott City would have a four-possession drive and out and punt. And then the Beavers would put an exclamation point with another defensive stop on second down late in the fourth quarter.
Trips to the right, one to the left, one in the backfield for Ulysses. Second and nine at their own 38 left hash mark. Under pressure and pass down the seam, overthrown and intercepted Serrano. Fourth turnover of the night for the Tigers. Serrano's second pick in as many games on the overthrown ball by Moyer, and he takes it to the 40-yard line with 4:26 to go.
That would pretty much do in Ulysses late in the ball game with about 4:26 to go. Scott City up 27-7. They'd moved down the ball down the field to the Ulysses 32, really just taking their sweet time, running nine plays. They would turn the ball over downs with 58.1 seconds to go. Ulysses would be sacked on the final play of the game at inside their own 30-yard line, and that would be about it there. Scott City would win it 27-7 over the Ulysses Tigers to win their sixth straight in the series and improve to 4-0 on the year. We'll have postgame stats and, of course, a reaction from assistant coach Landon Frank in our final segment here on WesternKansasNews.com.